8, standing by for net.
W4SBX,
KR4ETW. Is that Chuck?
That's right. You doing all right?
Yes, sir. I had lost contacts, and I think I might have your number, found your phone number again. But I wanted to call you the other night. You know that little Derringer you showed us at the event the other day? I found it at Bass Pro Shops, and I bought it. Well, I ordered it and bought it, cleaned it, and shot it just one time in the, like, dusky hours. But that little thing is cool. I love it.
You do the Magnum or the smaller one?
Yes, sir. I got the Magnum. From what I've seen on Bass Pro Shops, they were the same price. I'm like, well, I got ammunition for both of them. I got like 1,500 rounds for each one of them. But I'm like, if I'm going to buy something like that, I might as well get a pack of punch. You know what I mean? But it's real fun. I can't wait to take it to the range. And I'm going to take it to the indoor range here in Simpsonville and see, you know, aim it at something and see what I can hit with it. But it's pretty impressive. I loved it.
That's good. I mean, they handy little items.
I thought I was going to have a hard time finding a holster for it like yours, but I got this searching around, and Amazon's amazing. Like, I just type in a few words and caliber and what, Derringer 22 Magnum, and it popped up all kind of options. So I'm supposed to get the little holster for it, I think this Friday, maybe the 19th, I can't remember. But hopefully I like it, but I didn't know what to choose from, but this one looks like it would work for me.
Well, they got one that comes with it now, on a small one. I'm not sure about the big one. That one I got, it's a different brand.
Yeah, Roger that. Hey, well, I tell you what was interesting. I thought I was just getting a gun, but this thing come in a little metal safe. Got two keys, a metal safe, foam padded. It was like $259, but I had store credit like $37 almost, and then I had sold a couple antennas, so I put that toward it. So I ended up getting it for around $200.
Put that Antron up today for that 11 meter.
Oh, is that right? You tried out yet?
Yeah, I was talking easily a while ago, no problem.
Man, that's awesome. I'm glad that worked out for you. I have some car trouble right today after I left work, and I had my insurance company, USAA, come out and give me a jump. But it sounds like it's a battery, they think, but I don't really know. So I had to take tomorrow off. That hurts me bad. But anyway, just a little down and dumps about that. But hopefully it's just a battery and nothing else major. Over.
All right, I'll holler at you at the wall. I'm going to step down by time for the net. But I'll talk to you a little bit. This radio reaching down there good.
I got you full quiet and you sound great. Are you talking on that new ICOM?
Negative, talking on the WT. HT, Yazoo.
Oh, wow. It's doing a great job. Well, I'll be standing by for net myself, my friend. Hopefully I got your call sign right. KR4ETW from W4SBX. I'll be clear.
That's correct. All right, I'll talk to you a little bit.
KR4ETW, please. KR4ETW, a quick question from W4SBA before the net starts. Hey, are you going to stick around for RAG 2? I wanted to ask you something else about that moving party we had the other day. I wanted to see if you had any more information on it, but other than that, I'll be standing by for the net. W4SBX, I'll be clear on your phone.
Yeah, well, I'll probably stand by a little bit. I'll get to see. Careful.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4. Nothing heard. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the direct you portion. This being Wednesday night, the direct you portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the direct you, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and check our EchoLink stations. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypot. And KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick. He's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN. That's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up in Andersonville. And KC4W. That's Mr. Bill. He's down there in Anderson. And KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda and her husband, Don. KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. Say. Then we got N2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott. He's up there in New York City. He's usually over there in Greer. And WA4JJZ. That's Mr. Andy down there in the flatlands of Aiken. And N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee. He's up there in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, and she's in Traveler's Rest. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane, he's in Cleveland. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Liberty. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave, he's over there in Easley. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over in Greer. And then we got my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room talking to our son, Anthony. KI4DGY up in Charlotte. And via telephone relay, I got KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. And he's up there in Penrose. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us this evening. I hope all of y'all are doing well if you're listening. And I hope you are listening and having a good evening. We got an EchoLink station, so we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel. Yankee, that's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. That's all the EchoLink stations and all the free nets and all that. So we'll go over to the RF section now, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS? Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County, V negative and negative, 73, to you and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, and Ellenburg. And if you will, please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope both of you have a wonderful evening. I'll be negative, but we'll be listening to the swap net.
DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SPX. Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net, Gary.
KOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you and Miss Susan are doing well. Please tell Susan we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing good and staying warm. And then we got W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris. That's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Great. Good to hear you. If you would, sir, please check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, KJ4UHX. That's me, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4. Yankee, Lima, November, KJ4YLN, that's my wife, Sabrina. She's at work tonight, Gary. I'm at home in Chesney. Check us in and out and tell Joey we said hello.
KJ4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're up there in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Please tell Sabrina we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in KR-4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. Walter, I'm an Anderson. I'm Negative Navy. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Yes, DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4DBR. This is Bo at Easley, and I'll be hanging around for the SWAT net.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KR-4CZI. That's Mr. Walter down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well. And KR-4DBR, that's my neighbor Bo over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bo. Hope you are doing well. Please tell your pretty little bride we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And, Bo, did you get your antenna straightened out?
Not helping. It's really doing good now. It really is. He got it up higher, tighter, and everything.
Well, good deal there, young man. I got to get over there to see you. Check that out. But do appreciate you being with us tonight. Thanks for the update on your antenna work. We have additional check-ins, all Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, KR-4CUR, Josh, Mobile in Bowling Springs.
For DOS. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR-4ACR, Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR-4CUR. That's Mr. Josh over there, Mobile in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. You be careful out there on the mobile. Hope you are doing well, having a good evening. And then we got KR-4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in KR-4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, I'm in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative-negative, but probably hanging around for the swamp net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. I'll be clear.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry, in Kemmler, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. You would please check in. KR4ETW, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, with Chuck on HT and Campobello. Negative comment, but we'll stand by for SwampNet and listen to the radio. Thank you, Gary, for calling me.
This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4FNC. That's Mr. Rick down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KR4ETW, that's Mr. Chuck on HT up there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you're doing well. It's sounding good on the HT there, young man. I appreciate you being here, and I hope you're doing okay. Any additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I'll hang on for the swap net, though. And 73 to all on the net.
KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxpita, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative, and say 73 for each one of you.
DOS. Okay, hope you enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, enjoy the area. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, both in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
4DOS, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And Duncan, you were breaking in and out of the repeater, but I got you there, young man. Got bits and pieces, but I got your voice also. But I did get your call in there, and we got you in the log, Duncan. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Sorry to be late. Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. And good evening to Chris, if he's out there.
Hello, Tom.
Net control. I've already checked in. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Mobile, downtown Greenville tonight. Ben, as in Benjamin, and wanting to say hello over RF. So, good evening to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Check in, Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4, SID. This is Craig in Greer.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4 TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Tom, don't be worried about being out of turn or, you know, whatever. As long as we can get you in the log here, young man, that's all that matters. Appreciate you being here and hope both of you, you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Then we got KQ4SID. That's Mr. Craig. He's over here in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Tommy, you made number 50 on the log tonight, so you get the door prize there, young man. Appreciate you being here, and you and Miss Angela have a great evening. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I'm here to go to the house as soon as I give me some gas. I'll be listening. AJ4DOS.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I missed one just a minute ago. That was Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW. He checked in on the pre-nets, but he checked in via RF down there mobile in downtown Greenville. Ben, we got you there, young man. You be careful out there on the mobile as well. And then we got AJ4EN. That's Mr. Bobby. He's mobile down there, headed back to the house in Aura, down there in Lawrence County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And you be safe out there on the mobile. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Next control, please check in KQ4GIV, Dale and Capabella, and I'll be listening to the net.
Dale, give me your call again, please.
KQ4GIV.
Charlie 4. Tango, India, Charlie.
KQ4GIV. Kilo. Hang on, I'm not good with the phonetic yet. KQ4GIV.
All right, I got it that time. KQ4, is that golf as in GIV or CIV?
Golf India Victor.
Got it there, young man. Sorry it took me so long. Appreciate you being with us. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me. You might have checked in earlier. I can't remember, but I don't have it on my computer. And my computer's on top of my shoulders. So you know how that goes. My forgetter works better every day. But we got you in the log up there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us, and thanks for being patient with me getting your call down. That's for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, heading Brevard. No traffic. I'm monitoring.
And they would like to say good evening to N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag shoe portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4SB.
Brad?
Hey, Gary, I don't know if I ever post. I think I did, but might have worded a different way, but I have a Yaesu FT450D I would like $475 for it. It comes with the dust cover. It's like new condition. It's not new, you know that, because of the age of it, but it's been well taken care of. It's like new power cord and everything. And I'll just like $475 for it.
Brad, my pencil point broke, and I got to make some corrections here. You have for sale a Yaesu, and I missed the model number, and I got you want $475 for it. I know that part's correct. Give me the model number of that Yaesu.
Yeah, Roger, that's Gary. It's a ST450 Delta, with brand new condition, and it's got the power cord, microphone. I bought it, and it works like new. I had got it for my first radio, but because some car repairs, and I replaced another radio. I got a new radio, so yeah, I was just wanting to get like $475 for it if I can.
And this Yaesu FT450D has a power cord, a mic. I guess it's got a microphone. You didn't say mic. Yeah, you did. You said microphone. It's got the power cord, a mic, and a dust cover. That's what the other one was. You bought a dust cover for this transceiver. It's like new, and you would like $475 for it, correct, so far?
Yes, sir. I might have a case to put it in, but I'm not sure yet. I don't know if it'll fit in the one I got, but I might can throw in some coax with it, but depending on how much they want.
And I've got your contact information is 864-201-0729, correct?
QSL.
All righty, Brad, we got her down. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this Yaesu, let me know if you don't mind, and I can take it back off the swap net. Does anyone need any fills on this Yaesu FT450D that Brad just listed? Nothing heard right now, Brad. We'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this item. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight up here on this end. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. I got an EchoLink station that popped up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Gary, check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, check me in negative, Gary, and as always, say hello to us from Miss Joy, KA4, PQA.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy as well. Good hearing you the second time this week there, young man. Always a pleasure. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Gary, this is KA4PQA Stephen. I'm glad you were. I'm glad you remember that I checked in with you Sunday night. So. And this will be the second night in a row in this week checking in with you, KA4PQA. Again, be sure to tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
All righty, Stephen. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us each night, and glad I got to talk to you twice this week. That made my week. But you and Miss Jennifer take care, and I'll tell Joy that y'all said hello. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2 meter full 40 transceiver. He has a stock mic, an MC80 desk mic. He has programming cables and two manuals for this transceiver. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fellow has two Mestastic antennas. These are new antennas for the Mestastic part, radio stuff that people are getting into. And he would like $15 for each antenna. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for some equipment, test equipment to put on his workbench. He's looking for an RF meter, a deviation meter, and also a millivolt meter. If you've got one of these items you're not in, not using, would like to get rid of, let me know and I'll put you in touch with the guy that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Don't have much on it right now, but the new year's coming and we'll see what happens. Santa Claus liable to get here and a lot of people liable to get some new stuff. Who knows? Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS. Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4LWE. That's Mr. Larry. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you are doing well. And KC4STR. That's Mr. Steve, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Folks, let's see. The only one I've got marked is Mr. Bobby, AJ4EN. Bobby, you at home yet?
Nah, I'm in the mobile. Got somebody in my driveway who want to be stupid. I'm trying to see whether they're going to get out of there or what they're going to do. Anyway, I'll be in the house here shortly, though, right?
Okay, buddy. Well, I'll see if I can drag it out a minute, and we'll see what you got to tell us tonight. But you be careful till you get in the house. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4, FHX, Jamie, Gaffney, negative and negative.
And I would like to say good evening. KR4FHX. That's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well there, young lady. Jamie, while I got you, how did the CentiNet go?
They're asking. It went pretty well. Our Santa was really super, and the kids came up with a lot of different answers for what they asked for, and it was, they were so funny. It was a laugh-a-thon the whole time we were on there. But I appreciate you asking to find out how it went.
Unfortunately, I could not get into the, that repeater for some reason. I don't know if I had something set wrong or I don't know what the problem was. Normally, I can get into that repeater, but I couldn't get into it. I listened to the start of it for just a little bit, and it sounded like y'all were having a whole lot of fun.
We're planning on keeping it going and making it a yearly thing, and hopefully this next time we'll be able to get the word out and beat the bushes even a little more than we did this year. So we're looking forward to it.
It's all worthwhile when the adults look forward to it as much as the kids do. It reminds me of that commercial that was on TV, you know, with a, I don't remember if he was going to Disneyland or Disney World or something, but he's laying there and he's got his fist balled up and he's shaking. He said, "I'm so excited I can't sleep."
Back one you're talking about, that was the best commercial.
Kind of like with the kids, and, you know, I'm glad that y'all going to keep that going. So I appreciate y'all doing it, and keep up the good work up there in and around Gaffney. Let us know if you decide to have a ham fest anytime soon. I went to one up there, and they enjoyed it immensely, and look forward to, you know, doing it again sometime if the club decides to put on another one. But in the meantime, y'all keep up the good work, and we do appreciate all you do up in that area.
Definitely pass the word along if we go to have another one again.
Well, that sounds good. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Let's see if Mr. Bobby's made it in the house yet. AJ4EN, Bobby, did you make it inside where it's warm? Got to drag it out for another minute just to see if Bobby gets back in here. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KR4FNC. Not a check-in, maybe kind of a right to, maybe some swap net. I'm kind of looking around for a quad band radio. Covers a little bit of the HF band, 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, 70 centimeter or something like that. Kind of looking around in the market. I'm not sure if you have anything up on the swap net for it or if anybody's got any good suggestions on a good model.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Rick, I'm hoping that was right. That's KR4FNC, Rick down in Simpsonville, I believe. The only one that I know that our quad band that covers any of the HF bands is like a Yaesu FT-8900 or TYT-8900. That covers 10 meters, 6 meters, 2 meters, and full 40. But those are the only two that I'm aware of. There may be more, but, you know, because I don't know everything, of course. But the Yaesu is a real nice unit. The TYT is also a nice unit. It's a little more aggravating to program. I've programmed both of those transceivers at some point in time. Matter of fact, I've got an 8900 here that belongs to my son. Had some problems and brought his radios down here, and I've got his in the my closet over here. I need to drag it out and dust it off and hook some power to it, make sure it still works. But one of those would be a good starting point.
It's like a good starting point. And I think I was looking at one of those TYT models on the internet. They covered a lot of those bands, looking at them, just kind of curious, okay, what really looks good. And then, of course, I'm thinking, okay, is 10-meter band a band I should go to, or is there another band that would be good in the HF area?
I don't know if I mean, there's other radios that you can buy. You can get, like the, oh gosh, we'll say the 990, Yaesu 991. Is another good example, or the Kenwood, like the Kenwood 2000 or something of that nature. Don't know if you want to use it mobile or as a base unit or whatnot, but those would give you about everything you would want to use. I think they give you about everything, but we'll say 2 meter, the 220 band and the, oh gosh. Anyway, the higher ones, above 440. It does not give you those, but it gives you everything from 160 meters all the way up through 440. If you're wanting to spend a little bit more money. It depends on a lot of things. Depending on what you want to do and how you want to use it and how it's going to be set up. Myself, I've got a 2 meter 440 dual band in the truck. This is mobile now. And then I have a Kenwood 480HX, which covers 6 meters through 160 meters. And I enjoy that in the truck. And the house is a different story. I'm not going to go through all this junk I got sitting around. But it depends on how much money you're looking to spend and how deep you want to get into it. As far as another band goes, the 40-meter band is a good band. I enjoy it a lot. The 20-meter band, if you want to talk all over the world, that's a super band. 160 meters is real picky. It's basically a wintertime band, we'll say. It does not like hot weather and the sunshine and higher temperatures and that sort of stuff. It doesn't seem to work as well as it does in cold weather, as far as I'm concerned. Any of them you want to choose. I mean, ham radio, you've got so many different ways you can go. And if you want to just sit around and rag chew, I would say 40 meters is a really good band for that. And other bands are too as well, but 10 meters, 40 meters are good places to start and sit and rag audio out. It beeped at me. But 40 meters and 10 meters are good to rag chew on.
AJ for you.
Be back to you in just a minute. Talking with Rick, KR4FNC, right now. I'll be right back to you, okay?
Yeah, what class of license do you have?
Oh, yeah, I got a general.
I was asking, I didn't know if you're a technician or general or whatever, but 10 meters right now, it don't take much to get on 10 meters to be a band for you right now because the band's wide open. Here lately, that thing's been flying all the way into Asia, Africa, all over the place. If you know somebody's got a 3-element CB antenna beam, you can turn it into a 10-meter real quick, like with.
That I'm probably most familiar with since I grew up with CB in the 11-meter area. So, in fact, I think I still have a magnetic mount mobile antenna from there. But, I'm just kind of getting back into it. I got tired of CB and got out of it a number of years ago and got my licenses now for ham, and so slowly getting back into it, but don't want to get in deep and spending a whole lot of money on it. Budgets are always tight.
Go ahead, Gary. Pick it up. I'll be his listener. AJ for you.
Well, thanks for coming in there and helping me out a little bit. But, Rick, I hope that helped you out some there, young man. Like I said, it's there's all kind of different radios and price ranges. If you're just looking for a quad band, though, 2 meter, 440, 6 meter, 10 meter, the 8900s would be a pretty decent unit to start with. But there again, it depends on how much you want to spend and how much you want to get into it right at the moment.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's good information. I wasn't quite aware of the 8900 model and or the 991. So that's something good I'll take a look at. Definitely. I was just trying to think, if I had to buy one radio,
I wanted like a quiet band that would get me around a little bit and not break the budget. So I appreciate it very much, sir. You did a great job tonight. So I'll say 7-3s for you, and you have a good evening. This is KR4FNC. I'll be clear standing by.
Hey, Rick, this is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I hope I helped you a little bit and didn't confuse you too much, but like I said, it depends on what your budget is right now and how much you want to put out there and that sort of thing. But I told my son a long time ago, he bought ICOM 706 Mark IIG. It's got all the bands in it. It's got 160 through 440. And I told him, I said, hey, the only problem I see with that is if you buy a radio like that, you got all your eggs in one basket. If your 2-meter breaks and you got to send the radio off to be repaired, then you don't have anything. So that's the reason I broke mine up the way I did. And I've got monobanders here in the house that just cover one band. And then, of course, I've got my multiband other radios as well. But that's something to think about. Yeah, just put that back in the back of your mind someplace. Well, if I've only got one radio and it breaks, any part of it breaks, and I have to send it off, then I don't have any. So that's just something to put back there for future reference there. Over.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But then I'm thinking, okay, I got my little handy-talkies here, and that gives me, two bands at least, two bands to talk on, so I would have something to fall back on, so yeah, not so bad. KR4FNC, I'll be clear.
All righty, Rick, you take care, and appreciate you coming in and talking with us a little bit. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. In the house, we'll go back down here to Mr. Bobby, AJ4EN, down there in Aura. Bobby, who have you been talking to lately? I know you said 10 meters was wide open. I know you've been on 10, and I know you're on 40 all the time. Have you got on 6 yet?
Spotty right now. 6 is real spotty, but I think about 2 weeks ago, I worked into South America. I worked like about 15 stations down there. I worked into Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and a couple of Bolivia, and a couple others down there. So I about covered the whole continent that day, right?
We got awful close.
Sea country in my back pocket on sea, that's for sure. But I got this ACOM now, too, and it'll hit 1,500 watts, no problem. If they can't hear me with that, there ain't no chance of me even hitting them at all, Gray.
Understand that there, buddy. You got a nice setup down there, you really do. I really enjoy it. Looking forward to coming back down there and aggravating you some more.
Well, I'm just glad you got the tube back. You said you got the tube back in and everything's working okay, right?
Yes, sir. I'm pleased as punch with that old Dentron clipper to nail.
Well, I'm just glad I had an extra one laying around for you. It was given to me, so I give it on back. You know, the good book says, what's given unto you freely, give unto it freely too, there, Gray.
Believe it, too. But, it's working good, and... I'm very fortunate that I was able to get that thing put back together. And it didn't really come out of pocket a whole lot. I bought the caps and recapped it before I put it all back together, when I put it all back together, put the tubes in it. And one of these days I'll maybe order me a set of matched, all four of them matched, and see if it does any better, but I'm happy with it the way it's operating. It doesn't seem to be affected by different tubes there, over.
I got that grid, the grid voltage. Most of the time they do just fine. They always talk about the match pair. I would only get real technical with a match pair if I was throwing out like 1,500 watts a piece or 1,000, whatever, you know what I'm saying? The bigger tubes. But the smaller tubes like that right there, as long as you got the bias set right, most of the time they kind of like together. They ain't hollering about forcing together. If they're in push-pull configuration, how are they going to force each other out?